God's help.
Amen.
You know, we need His help. And, you know, I'm believing in this hour that there's going to be such a difference in the people of God because we have made God our help. I want to talk to you specifically today about how to secure God's peace. God helps us in many ways. And I've learned this. You can't do much with your faith if you don't have peace. And I'm not talking about the circumstances being peaceful. I'm talking about inside. You know, I grew up in a little town, Bath, New York, about 6,000 people. A beautiful little town. I used to ride my bike through the town, ride it down by the river over to the railroad tracks. Very peaceful town. We didn't have 95. Amen. We didn't have a McDonald's till I was in the 8th grade. But as I look back now, God put me in an environment that was very peaceful. And you know, we need a peaceful environment to grow. And I think if all of us would be real with ourselves, we could have God's peace 1 minute, then the next, it's gone. We could have it on Sunday, but Monday, where is it? I want to talk about that because really, if you think about it, all our spirituality has to do with how much peace I'm walking in. I can't walk by faith if I'm troubled inside. I want to talk about how God helps us by giving us His peace.
Amen.
You know, how does God help the land? He helps it by sending a rain. Everybody say rain. God sends rain. And without rain, nothing would grow. You know, the spiritual rain God wants to send is so crucial in this hour. It's so crucial that we get the rain from heaven. I want to show you this scripture from Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. I love this book, Hosea 10, verse 12. If you'll turn there. Sow yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till He comes and rains righteousness upon you. Heavenly Father, we stand today in times we never thought we would face. But Lord, we're not looking to the world for our peace. We're not even looking to another person. We're looking to You. And Lord, I pray today You would instill within Your people a confident peace to get through any storm, to get through any type of word that would try to come to discourage them, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You get the scriptures up there when you have a chance. Amen. Hosea said, sow to yourselves in righteousness. Everybody say, sow.
Sow.
I mean, we need to sow. There's things we need to sow. Why? Because we need to reap some things. Hosea was at a time when Israel, it was actually two parts. There was south and north. The southern part, they loved God. The northern part did not. They turned to idols. They turned to idols, and God called it adultery and whoredom. So Hosea was raised up to speak to the northern kingdom. And he was told to marry a wife of the whoredoms. God wanted a man that could relate to someone getting their heart broken because of a covenant that was broken. But even in the midst of that, God gave the people a promise. Everybody say a promise.
A promise.
Sow to yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy. Can you think of how many times God has been merciful to us? Times when we lost our peace. Times when we said things we ought not in anger. Can you? It's amazing to me that God's mercy still would come and bring me back to that place of peace. Because without peace, folks, we cannot live our Christian life. There needs to be such a difference in us than the world, which the world is rapidly descending. The Bible says it's getting worse and worse in the world. Can God find the people who can take the peace from Sunday into their lifestyle. I'm going to show you how to do it. This is how Hosea said we have to do it. First of all, to sow in righteousness is to spend time with the one who is righteous. To reap in mercy is to make sure we're not treating people wrong. But then he says this, break up your fallow ground. Can I just tell you this? We all have fallow ground. No, I'm going to say we all have fallow ground. Fallow ground is ground that was plowed but never used. And because of it, seeds of weeds were in it. You know, this is a question we need to ask. This is from Dr. Small, doctor of eternal medicine. And you're my patients this morning. And you came to me because you know half the time you don't have the peace of God. Half the time you deal with fear and anxiety. But I'm going to be here this morning as your doctor. And this is the thing. If you're honest, let me know when you go to the doctor, you better be honest. You better be honest, because if you're not, what, you're wasting your time. This is the key question we must ask ourselves today. How much peace do I really walk in? How much peace do I keep? When people say things, or you hear things, or you get a bill you weren't supposed to get, how much peace do I really have? All of us need more of it. If I'm triggered by everything in life, if I'm triggered by everything someone says to me, if I'm triggered by the news, if I'm triggered because someone didn't treat me right, listen, I've got some fallow ground. I might have a lot of ground already with crops. The ground of salvation, the ground of the Holy Spirit of God. But in all of our lives, there's some fallow ground, triggering points, and issues that cause us to lose the peace of God. How do you know you lost the peace of God? Because we start acting like the old man. We start acting like everyone else. We start speaking like everyone. I've got fallow ground, no matter how long I've come to church. No matter how long I shout in church. No matter how much I worship. When I leave, I got a strap on that plow. And I got a plow. Many people come to church, they're not ready for church. They're not ready for the word. Because they haven't been plowing. Because the situation that came up during the week, they blame the other person. And see, weeds are growing up, and weeds, and I don't know about you, but I hate planting flowers and everything, and those weeds come up and overtake it. Everybody say, fallow ground.
Fallow ground.
What does this have to do with peace? Everything. Because what we do, we don't realize it, we settle for a certain amount of God's peace. But the problem is, year after year, our quality of life goes down. And when people approach you, they never know who they're going to get. Are they going to get the one full of peace or the one that's irritated? Or the one that's upset? Well, that was fine 20 years ago. But don't we think that God has a peace to get us through the storm? I do. I do not want to live the remainder of my life with a split personality of peace and irritation. I refuse. When Jesus paid my price, he's the Prince of Peace. And I believe there's a new peace that can come into our life. Because when we come into the house of God, and we have not exercised that peace, it takes 20 psalms just to get us our hands up. What would happen if we flooded our lives with the peace of God? And when we come in here, I'll tell you what happened. The Holy Spirit, He like a dove. Now, he won't fly away from our life, but we can sure vex him without the peace of God. I'm going to be honest. I'm your doctor here this morning. I'm going to be honest. Just in this last week, you lost your peace. What's the cure? Thank you, Michael. What's the cure? It's time to seek the Lord. I'm already seeking Him. Seek Him a better, different way. What am I seeking Him for? Just to answer my prayer? I'm seeking Him just to heal the world. How about seeking Him because of who He is?
Amen.
It's time to seek the Lord. Think of all the millions of people that used to seek God, not seeking Him anymore. But yet they want to live a life apart from God, apart from the house of God, and they want peace. But there would be no peace. God says there's no peace to the wicked. Twisted life. There's no peace there. So what's the purpose of life if I'm just surviving? Or I'm addicted to some type of thing trying to get a counterfeit peace? There is no peace to the wicked, the Bible says. But you and I are covenant children with God. And we should be able to live our life with a peace. No, that doesn't mean situations will try to steal it. But people need to see in this hour, hey, the peace of God is on us. Seek the Lord till He come and reign righteousness. They called the movement in the 50s the Latter-day Reign. They called it for a purpose. Because all of a sudden in church, things shifted. It just wasn't three hymns and offering and little message. All of a sudden the atmosphere changed so powerfully that it birthed one of the greatest healing revivals in the history of the world. Jack Cole, Oral Roberts, Catherine Kuhlman, A.A. Allen. All of a sudden, the atmosphere changed. Why? Because people sought God until He reigned righteousness. Can God find a people? Can God find a church that's ready to break up the fallow ground, put away the little distractions, the things that irritate you about someone else's personality, and begin to grow into a mature son and daughter? Amen. Immaturity will cause the peace of God to leave us. Could God find the Rock Church of Petersburg a place where imperfect people bringing up fallow ground for a perfect King?
Amen.
Till He comes and He reigns righteousness. Jesus said this, "Peace I give you, not as the world I give you my peace." How many believe that you need some more peace?
Amen.
To walk in it. Yes. How many know God will do anything for His children? He will give us peace. Book of Mark, chapter 4. This is a very familiar story. And the story's in here. For a lot of reasons. I'm going to center in for what I feel is text. Michael, could you just click the air one thing? Thank you. Anybody else more? No, just one. That's all I need. I mean, you don't want me to meld up here, right? It's like a candle. Whatever with the pastor? Oh, I don't know. He's got into the spirit. He's gone. He melted away. Just one click. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And the same day when the evening was come, He said unto them, "Let us pass over to the other side." How many know we need to go to the other side? The other side of wants. The other side of trouble. The other side of irritating news. The other side of my own short. We need to go to the other side. Paul said, where comes disputes and arguments? Where comes it? It's not coming from peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. Friend, can I tell you, God's looking down at His holy church, seeing how many peacemakers are in this congregation. Oh, you'll get people that stir up stuff.
Amen. That's right.
But can Jesus look at you and say, there's a peacemaker? Because he's lined up with my peace. Amen. How many know you need a peacemaker in your marriage?
Amen.
You need a peacemaker in your home. When a husband and wife are both peacemakers, you don't have to worry about romance or friendship. Amen. That's for another time. Mark 4:35. And the same day, when evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also other little ships. There arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so now that it was full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him. Now look at this. This is what happens when we don't have peace. Master, don't you care?
You're right there.
Don't repent.
Yeah.
Don't you care? I'm going to live. Don't you care what people say? Don't you care my feelings are hurt? Don't you care, Master? Then I'm perishing. And he arose. Thank God that he rises up. He rebuked the wind. Said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. I'm your doctor this morning. How much of your 24 hours in the day are you really? Well, don't I have to get irritated? Agitation and irritation, I'll tell you what they do. They short circuit your logic and reason. They allow emotions and feelings to dominate rather than wisdom from God. Let's say it
again.
They short circuit it. So we go around in this loop. Tears, self-pity, no one loves me. Lack of peace. Jesus said, peace be still. I can't tell you how much of my life I've wasted without much peace, even as a Christian. Even as a pastor, worrying about this, is this one coming? Is this one staying? Is this how we're going to grow this? Finances. But I finally came to the place where, as Hosea said, my seeking God is more important than my ministry, than pastoring. Although I love it, he's one of them. And I've determined that when fallow ground is so evident before me, that I'm not going to make excuses for my life. I'm not going to blame others. Because I want that calm. You and I have people at work. You have family members. They just come to a reunion. They don't have any peace. They're not calm. We lead the world in high blood pressure, strokes, heart attacks, prescription medicine for anxiety. We're at the top of the whole world. There's no peace. Things that are happening in other countries and nations and diseases. I mean, I tell you, we've got to seek the Lord to stay calm. Because I can't release my faith when I'm agitated.
That's right.
Like I said, we all have some fallow ground. Work on. Amen?
Amen.
It's a better amen. Amen?
Amen.
Hebrews 13:20. I love this. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in that which is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Paul said he's the God of peace. He established his reign by what Christ did, rose from the dead. But then he says this, he switches gears. He says, God wants you to be perfect in every work to do his will. But how many know we can't do God's will without peace? If I don't have peace, then I'm wondering what I'm supposed to do. We're going to talk about that. I love this. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I love this. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, passes all understanding. You can't figure it out. You can't figure it out. How can you figure out that half the world is fighting and killing each other? How can you figure out that that person before doesn't like you? How can you figure out that sometimes personalities even keep you know they rub you the wrong way? How can we figure out that we're more of a judge than a lover of people's souls?
Right.
We can't figure it out.
Right.
But what we can do is if you let God's peace help us. It passes understanding. Will guard your hearts and your minds through Jesus Christ. You know, our mind was never made. It was not formed to be used without peace. Paul said it will pass our understanding. How can I have peace in the midst of this storm?
That's right.
Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. I love this. The word rule there means to govern. Let the peace of God be the final say in your life. Some things might seem right, but you don't have any peace. Wait for the peace. How many decisions maybe we made, even in our Christian life, we didn't have the peace, but we just did it.
Right.
And it takes time to find the peace. And God wants a person to say, you know what, I'm going and seeking the Lord, break up my fallow ground before I make this decision. Especially if it's in marriage or relationships or moving or whatever. Because I can actually get out of the will of God by making a decision based on my feelings and emotions rather than the peace of God that passes understanding. Some people were sent and some went. Some people charted their own course. I'm waiting for God's course for my life. And God's always been faithful. God took me, you know the Bible says, don't despise the days of small beginnings. Hey, I'm going to take that another step. Don't despise the days like I had of no beginnings. I didn't even have a small beginning. But God's been so faithful because of the calling, not because of me, to allow me to be led by His Spirit from this assignment to that assignment to this assignment and finish everything. Not just here by coincidence. You're not here by coincidence. The peace of God led you here. And you're going to have to keep that individually. And as a church, we keep the peace of God. No divisions among you. And the Holy Spirit is going to rain down upon this congregation. The Holy Spirit is going to find the people that are more than just Sunday morning. They want God. And they want the reign of God. And they want the devil under their feet. And they're tired of the devil winning in our city. Can God find the people? Can God find the people? I couldn't say it. God, the whole nation has gone to whoredoms. Have you looked around and seen the immorality in our city? No one wants to be married. Produce babies. No one wants to be married. That's sin. Have you seen the lesbian, the homo? Yes, God wants to save them all. But we are living in times we need to seek God till He rains down on this church. Give Him a praise, somebody. I mean, a doctor, but the prophet just kicked in. Doctor, prophet. He's the Prince of Peace. How many times in our marriages fighting over non-essentials, no peace in the home? How many times with a brother or sister in Christ fighting, no peace? Listen, all the hundreds of people that left this, don't tell me they left in peace. A Jezebel spirit got in and took control and led people out. God doesn't bring people in and then they just leave. I don't believe that. I'll never believe that. Someone got out of the peace of God and got a controlling spirit on them and influenced other people like Korah. But God help them if they don't repent. This is God's work. This is God's house. This is God's church. He don't play games. He said, upon the rock, on this rock I'll build it, and the gates of hell won't prevail. Can God find a people that don't allow the gates of hell to take people out? Give them a praise, somebody. Not God's will for a great exodus from this house. He people think they have the peace, they think they're more spiritual than the bad. They just know, well, they led sheep astray.
Right.
But God's going to have a house where there's such peace here, such joy and righteousness. Joel said they're all in their ranks. You're not thrusting one another, not trying to compete. We're not here to compete. We're not the Olympics.
Right.
We're in the complete. Listen, I'm not in the army, but I know if you try to break rank, isn't that insubordination? That's in churches all across America. People drawing people after themselves and not connected to the pastor. I'm going to tell you, you have to stand and give an account of that.
That's
not peaceful. That's not God. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you are called. One body, we say one body. They says, be thankful. They said, be thankful.
Be thankful.
When was the last time you just went up to one of your brothers and sisters and said, you know, I just thank God for you? It's the last time.
Yeah.
You see, you can't have peace and be unthankful. And sometimes we take each other for granted.
Yeah.
We become too familiar. Familiarity breeds contempt.
That's right.
Be peaceful. Be a lover. Amen. Is this up?
Yeah.
Won't you stand with me this morning? Won't you stand with me this morning? We need God's peace.
Amen.
We need God's peace. Amen. Just lift your hands. As I start the music, just lift your hands. We give you praise.
Yeah.
This holy moment.
Yeah, start.
We give you glory. Turn it up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, Hallelujah. No more excuses for my behavior. No more excuses, oh Lord. We break up our fallow ground. We humble ourselves before you. We don't know it all. We're not as spiritual as we think. But Lord, we want some new fields of